Hello and welcome to the meditation. Please take a moment to find a comfortable seated position, either on the floor or sitting in a chair, with your spine comfortably straight. Begin by taking some deep breaths down into the belly area. Breathing in, being aware that you're breathing. Breathing out, being aware that you're breathing out. Allow the whole capacity of breath to become full by filling up from the bottom of the abdomen and moving upwards through the chest and up into the neck region, that the breath is full. And just be mindful to relax without creating any more tension in the musculature as you complete the full inhalation. And allow your exhalation to be a release, letting go of contractions on the subtle to the gross level, from the musculature to relax in the body, settling out the energy in the body. Making deep contact with the inner silence, inner stillness, inner spaciousness. Breathing in, breathing out, silence. Allowing the chatter to settle down, all the chatter, emotions, thoughts, sensations. Stay attentive to the breath and notice that as you do that, the stillness starts to pervade. The silence starts to pervade. Notice as you become more still and more silent, you can access that quality of being that is related to the quality of spaciousness, open dimensionality, timelessness, and vitality. It's right there. We will now work with the energy points in the body called chakras. I'd like you to bring your attention to the base of the perineum, close to the spine. This is the area that we call the first chakra. Just bring your awareness to that area and notice that there's a subtle energy. And now initiate the breath from within the first chakra. And as you initiate the breath in the first chakra, I want you to notice the quality of what we call sensuality. Not sexuality, but sensuality. Sensuality is the quality of being intimate with oneself, one's own being. And then, of course, the contact with all of life in the way that we live. It's that ability to live as though you are holding a butterfly in your hand that kind of delicate way of being. So see if you can make contact with that quality of sensuality, intimacy, deep connection, softness and tenderness within yourself by breathing in through the first chakra. That intimacy may be felt as the ability to be aware of one's own internal landscape without judgment. That is sensuality. It's the experience of holding space for all experience without judgment. From what we experience as positive or maybe even harsh inner experiences are held within the space of sensuality. Continue to inhale through the first chakra and start to feel that space of sensuality, that quality of sensuality starts to spread through your whole body. Reaching all the way from your toes to the top of your head. Making deep, intimate contact with your inner landscape. And if your eyes are closed, open your eyes. And then make deep, intimate contact with all of your experiences through the five doors, the five senses. Meet your experience through your eyes, through your ears, through your nose, through your touch. Your taste. Meet all of those with that quality of intimacy. As though it's the first time you're encountering that experience. Now, let that go and bring your awareness to the belly area below the sternum and above the belly button. Bring your awareness deep within that space, almost all the way back to the spine, the area of the second and third chakra. And this is the expression of our power. So initiate the breath from within the chakra. And through the breath, see if you can make contact with the quality of power within this space of the body. Sometimes it's obvious, sometimes it's not, so be patient. This power is the power of natural being. It's always available, always there. It's not a power over someone. It's a natural resource of power, of vitality, of purpose and meaning in our life. So feel that sense of power starts to spread throughout your whole body, from your toes to your head, to your fingertips. You can feel the energetic quality of power, strength, force, momentum. like a fountain, waterfall, overflowing over a mountaintop. If you notice any blockages or resistance to the energy, it's okay. Keep your focus on the power and allow those experiences to melt like snow and water. Once again, open your eyes and gaze out in front of you. And notice what's it like to experience life from the stance of power. A sense of agency, not ego agency, being agency. It's as though that you can feel you're capable of anything. Just enjoy that here. And feel that power now spreading from your body, going outwards into the universe infinitely. Let that go. Bring your awareness to your chest. Find the innermost space of the chest of the fourth chakra. Deep within the chest, almost touching the spine. Use your breath to find that space. And then initiate the breath from within the chakra. Here, we're tapping into the quality of love. Unconditioned love, which begins with a love that arises from our true sense of self, our true nature, our beingness. That is love itself without creating an artificial love, without looking for love, without meeting someone else or experience for love. It simply is the fountain of love because it arises from the desire and the intimacy and interconnectedness with everything and everyone, beginning with the deepest intimacy and contact with ourselves. This is not a love for someone or something. It is love that flows without condition. And by breathing within the heart chakra, notice that quality of love welling up in your chest. And with your breath, allow that love quality to grow. Spreading out through the chest, moving downwards through the belly, through the pelvis, through the legs into the feet, upwards through the neck, through the face, through the crown chakra, and out into the universe. You are completely lit up by love. You may notice some fears, some hesitations. It's okay. Relax all of those. What you've been seeking your whole life is to experience the profound nature of being love. Experience that that love is radiating out into the universe infinitely, making deep contact with everything and everyone infinitely. Everything and everyone is touched by this quality of love pouring out from you. Open your eyes and allow it to flow from every pore, from every sense in your body. Allow that to let go. Bring your awareness into the neck, throat area, and find the deepest space within the throat, neck chakra. Almost going all the way back to the spine. Notice the energy in this space. Breathe in and out through that chakra, initiate the breath from within. The chakra is doing the breathing. Here, the quality is of our true voice. The voice that is most genuine and authentic to who we are. Without fear, without constriction, without conditions. It can be expressed with words or without words, but it is felt as the expression in our being. That could be through movement, through voice, but this is the active expression outwardly and an inner expression as making the deepest contact with our voice. So notice that quality in the throat chakra, where you feel the deepest resonance with who you are, what you want to say, how you want to express yourself. Yes. Thoughts, emotions, sensations are going to come that make you doubt, insecurities. Great. Let them all melt into your truth, like clouds melting in the sky, like snow melting in water. You can relax the conditioning here. And allow your true voice to be heard first and foremost to yourself. Pay attention to what you've always wanted to say. I am who I am. I am. In this case, I am is the verb form for being. Therefore, I being expressing oneself, not I conditional self. See if you can distinguish that within that space of the chakra. And feel that it's spreading throughout your whole body. And then open your eyes and feel that your true voice is resounding through the entire universe, where everything and every being can hear you loud and clear. simply the I am here. It's the showing up quality. I am here. Which then includes sensuality, power, love, and my true voice. I am here. Bring your awareness into the head chakra. Deep inside the head, in between the ears, and in between the forehead and the back of the head, in the center of the head. Not in the brain, it's the center of the head. There is an energetic quality in the center of the head. So first experience that. And initiate the breath from within the center of the head, the sixth chakra. And by initiating the breath from within the chakra, you experience the quality here called clarity, discernment, the ability to see or to know clearly. Not through the ordinary mind, but through the quality of being. It's the ability to wade through all of confusion and density to get to the truth of the matter. So feel that quality of clarity in the sixth chakra. It's as though that the clouds have parted and there's a clear, open, vast sky. And what clarity do you meet first? It's the clarity of who you really are. I am here, I being. Feel that quality spreading throughout your whole body now. It's just not located in the sixth chakra, all the way from your toes to your head to your fingertips. There's a quality of clarity. Your feet then have clarity. Your knees have clarity. The whole body has clarity. Which means experiencing the truth of who we are. Open your eyes. Rest your gaze in front of you. Experience that quality of clarity pervading all of space and time, beginning from your head chakra. Bring your awareness now to the top of your head, the crown chakra, the space of where the fontanelle is at the top of your head. And notice that there's an energetic energy whirling, swirling at the crown of your head. Initiate your breath right through that seventh chakra. bringing in the breath from within the chakra, allowing the breath to pour through the whole body. The seventh chakra is associated with wisdom. This is the direct contact with non-dual being, our true nature. That is the most important wisdom, the wisdom of who I am. Feel that you make contact with that quality of knowing. Clear knowing everywhere inside your whole body. It's a quality of knowing without using the reference point of the subject-object duality. It is simply knowing without any reference points. And here you can simply ask yourself the following question to help assist you in the wisdom. Who am I without any reference points? Just relax into that answer. You're not a thought, you're not an emotion, you're not a sensation, you're not a projection, you're not a perception. Relax all of those habitual ways of knowing and experience yourself without any reference points called wisdom. Feel, experience that quality of wisdom, your true nature pervading all of space and time infinitely. Feel all of your chakras all at once, from the first to the seventh. Feel them, just energetically. Don't worry about the qualities at the moment, but feel that there's a sense of all of them being lit up like a highway from the crown to the perineum, like a highway of energy flowing. Chakras open, dynamic, expressive. And allow yourself to rest in this for the next several minutes as we conclude this meditation. Now, remain seated, relaxed in the after sound of your experience. Namaste. Stop here, Christine.